Nicely with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
So today I want to bring Youth Day, which is the 16th of June, and Father's Day this coming Sunday together completely. You know, I may have said this before, when it comes to women's challenges and girls' challenges, it should not just be women's problems mm-hmm. and the problem of girls. You know, men should get involved and vice versa.
Yeah, agreed.
That's how it works. We speak about it every year around Women's Day when it comes to abuse, GBV. But today specifically, here's a stat for you. It still remains that three out of every 10 schoolgirls in South Africa still miss a week of school every month. Why? Because they cannot afford sanitary products.
Yep.
And that is just, it's hard to think that would be as simple as the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
And I say simple because once again, it comes down to rands and cents.
Absolutely. Yep. And how a bodily function can prevent you getting an education purely because of rands and cents.
Yeah, it's an unnecessary problem.
Yes.
It really is. There must be a solution. We speak about this every week on the Good Morning Angels. Sometimes a solution is just completely too big and out of people's reach. But most of the time, honestly,
mm-hmm.
you can absolutely solve it. So, what happened? Some amazing dads came up with a plan to address this in the form of sanitary towel vending machines.
Oh, I love.
How clever is that?
What a great idea.
To tell us more about it, our first guest this morning is Marius Basson. He is a dad. He's a co-founder and director of the foundation called Menstruation.
Okay.
See what you did there. How's it, Morta?
Hi, Morta. Mornings.
And welcome here from Cape Town. So you're a dad, obviously.
I am indeed. I'm a proud father of three, and my daughter is turning 14 next month.
Is that where the idea came from?
Definitely, yeah. 2019, my daughter was 8, and I wanted to give back to the girl child, and I called a very good friend of mine, Sir Vuyelin Ngesi, South African actor and comedian and MC. And I said, Siv, what are we going to do? He goes, he's in. We're going to do sanitary pads. I'm like, okay, let's do this. And then, yeah, we started Menstruation Foundation. Two men thinking that with our alpha male ego, we're going to sort out this period poverty problem very quickly. And wow, what an eye-opener when we realized that in South Africa, almost over 7 million females cannot afford this product. Our slogan is men bled once a month, sanitary products would be free, and we will not stop till we've achieved that.
Sure. What a fantastic idea. And once again, just coming back to that point, sometimes the solution is just someone taking a stand and coming up with a great idea.
Yeah.
That's very doable. So these vending machines get placed in schools?
Yeah, so quickly on that, you know, we started doing typical pad drives like a lot of people do. And then quickly realized we did on Mandela Day 2020 like 20,000 packs of pads all over Cape Town, and people were like, oh, you guys are amazing. We both started basically crying. We go like, we haven't achieved anything today because what happens next month?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And then it unfortunately in sanitary products there's a lot of corruption as well. We've seen it ourselves. We dropped off 2,000 packs of pads at a school window next week, and it was all sold in the community. Not one girl received it.
So we over 9 months
developed this concept. So it's a sanitary pad dispensing machine, and then it's all about sustainability, dignified, sustainable impact. So we fundraise and get corporates and people to fundraise for machines. We put it in a machine, and it comes with at least 12 months of product every month. The girls get a token, so whenever she's got her cycle starts, she simply goes to the bathroom or the clinic, wherever it's installed. Nobody even have to know about it.
Yes.
Puts it in and gets a free pack of pads for that month, and next month the same thing, and a month after that the same thing.
Amazing.
So that's how the system works.
It's practical and it's more sustainable.
Yeah.
Also now, to come with thousands of pads and sanitary products that you've collected and people have donated, then what? Then where does it stay? It's probably going to get stolen, as you say. Carry all that home.
Yeah, and you know, as a girl and a girl who also once went to school, I completely also understand the whole process of being at school and having your cycle. And often you need to do something right there and then. Nothing is settled yet. Being able to access sanitary pads available right there at school is a phenomenal idea.
Do you like it?
I absolutely adore it.
So how does it work with tokens?
Yeah, so we've got a non-electrified machine that we put up in most schools. We have launched an electrified one with Stellenbosch University, where it works with their student cards as well. So we look after 2,000 girls there. But yeah, she signs out a token. She keeps it with her. Next week when a cycle starts, she simply goes to the machine, puts it in, pulls the lever, and gets a free pack of pad for that month. And next month the same thing. If she's got a heavier float, she can sign out two tokens.
That's incredible.
How we can also collect the data to see how many girls have used it, how many school days have saved. We saved 1.9 million school days last year through the system here, and impact over 60,000 girls every month on a sustainable basis.
Wow. What I really like about this as a tween dad, and having had the conversation start a year ago now, maybe a year and a half ago, and preparing the little one, they don't, like young girls, want to have their biological actions known by everybody.
No.
So if you can put it in the bathroom, you can put it in a way that is going to make sure that they don't get seen by everybody, which is what happens with the pad runs, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yes. Mm.
And it becomes a bit of an embarrassment, and the girls don't want to take up the offers. So I think on more than one level, it's fantastic what you guys are doing.
It's a case of dignity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also a case of education. Just cannot believe what you just said there. That is, and once again, you think to yourself, we lose all these days.
Thank you.
Education days.
And it could happen over exams, really important days when you need to be there.
And for many years, we just accepted it.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then it takes these two oaks to come up with an actual very modern, yet simple solution.
Yeah.
Vending machines, nothing new. People get hungry. Oh, put a vending machine in so they can get a snack.
Yeah.
And then we don't apply that same logic and knowledge to other ideas, much bigger problems. That's amazing. Genius. Well done.
Thanks a lot, man.
That is so well done.
And these guys are talking about lost school days. I mean, I love the sport thing, obviously. The girls can't participate in extramural activities if they don't have access to pads.
Yeah, no, that's very true. We even put a machine up at the HPC Performance Center in Belleville for the Western Province Women's Rugby Team.
That's it.
Because they've got the same problem, that they can't come to practice. Our own director, Babawa Lacha, the Springbok Women's Rugby captain, and I mean, she said she's had that problem her whole life. So now with that access, you know, women can be on sport fields, they can be at school, they can be at work. It's also a big thing. We even in police stations, the commissioner of Gooks asked us, he's got over 250 females working for him, and he's got the same problem once a month because they, you know, look after their family, they can't afford that product. So, yeah,
I reckon we should have more of these vending machines in as many schools and the spots like schools, and as you say, they're police stations, varsities, colleges. What do you think about that? Shall we? We'll get into the costs in a couple of moments' time and how you can get involved. What a fantastic initiative. Here's Aha, the sun always shines on TV. Welcome to your Wednesday. It's Good Morning Angels Day.
Jacarin FM's Good Morning Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
The problem is this. A significant amount of girls, number of girls, miss school every year, many school days every year, because they cannot afford sanitary products. Big sanitary drives, yes, thousands of sanitary products get donated and then dumped, and it's a problem.
Yeah,
it
really is.
Definitely not the most discreet way of doing it, and, you know, there's also corruption involved.
Mm-hmm.
So, the solution. Two dads got together, Sivan Gesi, you may know him, as well as Maurice Besson, and said, hey, listen, let's put vending machines in schools that dispenses the sanitary products and give the girls who can't afford it tokens.
That's it.
Sustainable, discreet,
dignified,
modern solution to an age-old problem. One of those schools, and thank you very much for coming in, our next guest, Nsovu Manganyi, chairperson of the Student Council of Prestige College in Hammanskraal. Nice to see you.
Nice to meet you too.
As well as the principal of Prestige College in Hammanskraal, Rizelda Besaidmat. Lekom vir jou te ontmoet en te sien.
Thank you for having us.
Now, you have one of these vending machines in your school, am I right? How long has it been there?
It's been there for about 4 months. It's been 4 months now.
And how is it received?
I think it is received. It was a shock because we were not told at first. It was a shock to most of the girls because it is not something that we're used to. And I think what was most surprising was that it was run by a male. which is something that we never really thought of. So we were very happy for the most part of it. Shocked, happy. We were blessed. Most people were emotional about it because I think it is a very unspoken topic.
Yes.
Right? It is almost said that it is okay to be on your cycle, but it is not just okay. You can't say that it is okay. It is normal. Rather than saying that it's just okay, it is normal. So us receiving that and receiving the talks made most of the girls, all of the girls, build a sense of unity and community. And also it taught us that it is normal to go through such. You do not need to hide it. You know, you do not need to fear. And also taught us, yes, that there are women out there, men as well, that also care about daughters. And yeah, that really impacted us in such a positive way.
Did the boys have a lot to say?
We actually, I think Nsovo will also speak a bit more about that. The day that we received it, we decided to have a talk with the girls to also now explain that we're going to get this. And we had a talk with the boys,
yes,
which was absolutely amazing. Our male staff did well. And they explained things about being men, but then also about being a woman.
Mm.
Because, like she said, it's you know, people don't talk about this.
Yeah.
So the way in which the guys received it, and Sovo can maybe just elaborate, they spoke to her about it.
So, yes, a lot of the boys said that, you know, usually before they were spoken to and before the vending machine, the pad vending machine came, it was such a embarrassing topic to speak about. When girls were to go out of class with their little bags, and it was something they would make fun of. But after the talks and after they saw that this was run by males, they saw that, okay, this is something that we should respect. You know, girls do go through such. And we were talking outside that if females didn't go through cycles, you wouldn't be here.
Thank
as well
you.
As a male.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be here. So that's what they saw, that now when a girl goes out, it's not something to make fun of. And one of the boys also mentioned that it has taught him that it is not only girls that help girls. If you see a girl that is on their cycle, you know, they're in distress, it is also your job. It is also your job to help. So yeah, some of the boys were really
love that.
So not only a practical modern solution, but also something that forced a topic and forced a conversation.
Yeah.
Because, and it's not just a problem in South Africa, I think it's a worldwide problem, how we think that just by not talking about a problem, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, thank you. Mm. And also, because the whole thing for me is as well is, you know, it happens to half the population. Why is it only half? But it's not only half the population's problem. Mm. It's everybody's issue if women out there, women, girls, whatever out there, are not able to do something that's completely biologically natural.
Yeah. Well, men feel excluded, don't they, from the conversation. And this is what I realize as a girl dad. I don't have the language to even begin to have the conversation with my daughters. Mm. So I love that for the first time, at least that I've seen, that men are being taught the language. This is what you say. This is what it means. This is how much it can impact a young lady in school, in the classroom, or at varsity.
It's not an excuse, but it is a fact that if a man or a boy had to ask about this, you'd probably also, you know, get a fair amount of possible ridicule.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that true?
Definitely.
Do the boys feel it's not their place to be asking these questions? So forcing the conversation is the right thing to do.
I think so, and I think especially if I take our school situation, we've got lots of different cultures. And we just spoke about the fact that when we get to prestige college, we talk about the prestige culture. So here we are all united in our school. And if someone would come and say, but, you know, I was brought up this way, I was brought up that way, you want to respect that, but you also want to make them to understand that sometimes there's certain stigmas around certain things that cause some people to be excluded.
Yeah.
And we are all about including anyone and everyone, regardless of what. So some of the boys would shy away from a conversation because they think they are being respectful in that way.
Yeah.
And then others would want to make fun of it because they were just never taught how to actually deal with it.
Yeah.
And that's part of our jobs as educators, as schools, is to not just educate a curriculum. We need to make sure that we help them with these life skills on how to actually go around in a community with different people, different cultures, people from all over with different backgrounds. So I think this also, without really realizing, this machine that seemed like such a simple concept brought about change in so many aspects of our school life that we didn't think about before.
I don't think there's one person listening right now who thinks this machine is a bad idea.
No.
I think every single person who's hearing this story probably thinks this machine is a fantastic idea.
Mm-hmm.
And as we've just realized now, not just practically dispensing sanitary products and solving that issue, but also forcing conversations and education within schools. It's a fantastic idea. And I'll tell you in a moment how cheap it is. A big solution to a big problem with a small price tag you won't believe. If you're a company, if you're a person, you're a dad, you're a mom, you're a girl child, boy child, you want to get involved, I would introduce you to some people. Hey, listen, thanks for sharing. What a fantastic place this is, ladies and gentlemen. Prestige College in Hammanskraal. Big up to you. Thank you. Nice to meet you. And Solvu, as well as you, Rizalda.
Thank you very much for having us, for giving us this opportunity. And again, to Marius and the whole team, it is absolutely amazing. So thank you for the privilege that we have to be part of it.
Nice to meet you. Shout out Hammanskraal.
Jacarin FM's Good Morning Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
The problem is a lot of schoolgirls miss school because they don't have access to sanitary products. And then two dads got together, Marius and Siv, and they said, well, how about we put sanitary products in vending machines and give girls who can't afford it tokens? And then when they need it, they get it. And it's also forced amazing conversations around the passages at school and in school halls, which is fantastic. And it's an education. Call out to your point. This has just never been discussed in the open. So, so necessary. What a great idea, Marius. Well done.
Thank you, man.
Yes. Agreed.
And these vending machines, honestly, when I looked at the price tag, if you think what you're getting, it's actually very reasonable. What are we dealing with here?
Yeah, look, I mean, again, like we always say, you know, a 10 rand means a lot for any girl child out there. So the machine is, like I said, it's all about dignified, sustainable impact. So it's a package. So corporate individuals get on board, and anything between 30 to 80,000 rand per year keeps between 100 and 600 girls in school every month, you know. So it's all about the sustainable thing. Yeah. It's a once-off cost, and people get their, obviously, their PBOs and Section 18As, and everybody benefits from it, but the impact is real.
So I want to work on an amount of 50,000 rand. So for 50,000 rand, you'll be able to sponsor a new vending machine plus a year's supply of sanitary towels for 200 girls.
Incredible. Mm.
50 grand, the machine, and for 200 girls, sanitary products.
Over a year.
Wow.
50,000 bucks. That's all.
That's it.
That is, I think that's very doable.
Absolutely.
Shall we get the ball rolling and invite one of our good friends and favorite people on this planet, Warrior Rick?
Uh-oh.
In studio. Uh-oh.
It sounds like I got to bring in the money now.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
50,000 rand. Let's see.
How are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Strong and mighty. Better for meeting Marius Bassan and his team and these lovely ladies from Prestige. We were in the green room, and you know what? I'm just listening to conversations. As you said, it's building awareness around something so silly. Can I just say that?
No.
I mean, I love it. I love it when you were speaking to, was she the head girl? She had a lot of badges.
Head of the student council.
Oh, she
got a lot of names.
And she said, women give birth to boys as well as girls.
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, when you think about these boys who, and we've been boys, remember we were boys, right? Being silly on the playground and teasing girls and, you know, girls teasing us. But it's patriarchy that causes this. It's really, you know, we have the excuse to behave badly. And I think, you know, when I talk about it being silly, I think it's really eradicating period poverty by men and boys behaving in a way that is more equitable and behaving in a way that's more humanitarian.
It's silly because it's not a problem that can't be solved.
No.
I like that.
It's actually, like that. It's a very solvable. And then it took these two oaks to come up with this idea, hey, let's put a vending machine in.
Yeah.
And I think it's amazing.
100%.
And it's silly because it makes the rest of us feel stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
because the solution wasn't that enormous.
No.
Right
from the start. And that's why, having said all this, I really want to put more of these machines,
definitely,
half of these guys, in more schools. Hoeveel skole het op die oomblik?
133 skole tans, ja. Oor die 60,000 pakke word versprei elke maand.
It's amazing, but it's not enough.
Yeah.
No.
You agree?
Collect me.
1.9%.
We can do more. And if you think about the small amount, and I say it's a small amount in corporate terms, 50 grand. To put into more schools,
200 girls, yeah, for a whole year.
Correct. That's
okay. Yeah. Let me move this along. I'm looking for 500,000. Anybody?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes. Check my pocket. Absolutely.
Good chat. Yeah. So I want to set the target for this morning for 10 of these machines. 10 of these machines will look after 200 girls a year,
yeah,
in giving them a sanitary products in schools, discreet, simple, modern solution to an age-old problem. Now, we know Rick, of course.
Yes.
I see him at least once a year.
I love it. We had fun, man.
We had so much fun.
It was a great time.
At the launch the other day of a massive event, yeah, which is just talk about power.
Come on.
That power, and it's once again, it's not just, yes, it's for women.
That's right.
And it's there to uplift and support and to salute women. But there's also a lot of men involved.
Absolutely. In tutus, oftentimes. You're talking about the Sprawl Women's Challenge.
I am absolutely talking about that one, which is a massive one. You're representing this time, though, not just as an influencer and a cheerleader,
yeah,
but also as a dad, right?
That's right. That's right. I have 4 children and 2 grandchildren, and I've raised many children. I mean, just because of the plight that we have in the world, substance abuse, absent fathers, they've landed on my doorstep, Mark. And you know, I remember my wife saying that it's just another plate of food, and what a blessing to be a blessing. Yeah. My daughter, and if she's listening, she's going to smack me for this, but she came to me when she was 12 years old and said, "Dad, I have my period." Mm. I'll never forget that, because my wife was saying, "Why would you go to him?" Because that should be a mother and daughter conversation. I felt so proud. I was out of my league. I didn't know really what to do next. But I felt so proud that she would take it upon herself to come to me. Mm. It's not a man or woman thing. It's a humanity thing.
True.
So just like the Sprawl Women's Challenge that attracted 13,000 people last year, it's a small number of men because it's a woman's race. We're celebrating women. But the men that show up there, there's something special about them.
Sure.
Because just like menstruation, the organization, the foundation, we see the opportunity to be better and to do better, because as we are blessed, we're blessed to be a blessing.
I love this event so much. Every single year, they can't get rid of me. I'll be there again this year in full support. It's happening on the 3rd of August, Supersport Park. 13,000, soos Rick gesê, wat laas jaar deelgeneem het. Hierdie jaar miskien dalk meer. But what I love most about this event is that it gives back in a massive way. It really, really supports. We've seen so much support to Good Morning Angels as well. Do you want to get the ball rolling for us?
Well, here's what I love about what you said about speaking to corporates is that's the machine, right? So it's the 50,000 rand that goes to this machine that does away with corruption. It does away with indignity, because these machines are put away in places where only the girls need to know where they are. But now when you talk about Sprawl Women's Challenge and you start talking about entries, right? You can go onto the Sprawl Women's Challenge website and you can enter into the race, and there you've got a donate button.
Already.
So that's for an individual. You don't have to donate 50,000 rand. You can donate 5,000 rand, 1,000 rand, whatever your heart's desire is. And I believe that Jacaranda, in partnership with Sprawl Women's Challenge, is also opening that door. And on your website, you can also donate as well. So as much as we have, and I love it, we've got that big target of 50,000 rand per machine. Give what you can.
Yeah.
Do what you can with what you have to make a difference. If it touches you, if this is something that is dear to you and you see that it can make a difference in the world.
How are you going to get the ball rolling?
Very good question, Martin.
The ball is already in the court. I want to get the ball rolling. You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit with Marius, and I'm going to find out what I can do in terms of engaging other schools and engaging them from a perspective of not just the Spa Women's Challenge as a race, but how we can get more people to attend and more people to do what is the right thing to do, which is to make sure that our girls don't miss school, they don't miss the race, they don't miss sports. So, Marius, use me, brother. Use me as an ambassador for your program.
I will. Oh,
and,
yes, I will.
And I want to make sure that, you know, our words are a creative force. So if it can move people to get out there and do more, that's what I want to do.
And I have been an ambassador and a supporter of this race for so long that I'm also going to, on their behalf and Rick's behalf, donate $50,000. That is how much I get involved. Rick, it's so great to see you, my friend.
Always
love to your family. I will see you at least on the 3rd of August for this amazing event. Love to everybody. Rietan Amal by Spar. Lekom
yo te sien. 100%.
See you.
Thanks.
So there's a 50 to get the ball rolling for you. And as Rick mentioned there, there's also a donate button on our website. You can go there right now, jacarandafm.com. You can click on it. It will take you through so you can go and make a donation that way. I will give you some more options. As 50,000 rand nie insig is nie. If it may be a little bit much for you and you want to donate, hey, much, much, much less, I've got great news for you coming up. So if you're just tuning in, oh boy, you've missed out on quite a bit. And I'm talking here about Good Morning Angels. Dankie vir jou terugvoer. 084-850-0942.
You know what, Martin? I know the word men is in menstruation, but it's guys like that that puts the he in heroes as well.
Oh.
Well done, guys.
Yeah, so long story short, many, many, many girls miss many, many days of school and other activities because they don't have access to sanitary products. Whether you want to believe it or not, it's the truth.
Yeah.
It is an age-old big problem with a seemingly simple solution. If you listen to these guys from a foundation called Menstruation, Marius was on air with us earlier. I'll also play you, Sivengezi dropped us a little message there as well.
Yeah.
They'll play out for you. They've come up with a vending machine and tokens that they put into schools. The girls who can't afford it get the tokens, mm-hmm. and when they need it, pop the token in and get your sanitary towel or products. Simple as that.
Yeah. I love it. And it's also not just a, we'll sort you out for this month. It is for next month and the month after and the month after. It's amazing.
It's often the problem with these big charity drives. As much as the intentions are fantastic, it's often not very practical.
No.
Yeah.
Dumping thousands of pads and then, of course, they get lost or stolen or sold. Well, whatever the case may be, it's also not very discreet.
And often it's a once-off. Happens once and then it doesn't happen
again.
Sustainable problem solved by machine and men with good thinking. And that's how it is. It's a humanity problem and solution, not just women. Okay, so 50,000 bucks and you can sponsor a machine and 200 girls a year.
I love this.
Wow.
Love it.
You can also go and push that donate button on jacarandafm.com and you can donate 120 rand. That sponsors a girl for a year.
Jeez.
120 rand.
120 bucks.
That's incredible.
1,200, obviously, 10 girls for a year. Or if you want to sponsor a machine, 50 grand.
Wow. Oh, guess where I'm going.
Right. Charles Swart, goeiemorgen. Hoe gaan we jou?
Goeiemorgen, Martin. Goed en julle?
Lekker, dankie. Van waar af bel jy? Wat is die maatskappij?
Ons is die maatskappij Dry Ice International.
Okay. Dry Ice International. Yeah. I've heard of you.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
Yeah, yeah.
wat het julle?
excuse Martin, sê nie weer.
Wat het julle? Wat wil julle bijdra?
Ons wil graag 10,000 rand bijdra. Ons dink het is een fantastische initiatief, so ons wil graag die bal in die rol krijg met dit.
Lekker, Charles. En allemaal bij Dry Ice International. Ons waardeer de 10,000 rand. Groot waardering. Lekker dag vir jou, hoor.
Ons tot hier, tot ziens.
Another call. Who's that? Wijnand van King Price.
Hallo, Martin.
Ga met jou.
Goed en jullie daar.
Lekker, dankie. Ja. Wijnand van Vieren. Dat is een goeie initiatief, nee?
Ach man, het is te lekker. En allemaal hier bij die kantoor is opgewonden om deel te wees van die Spar Women's Challenge. King Price is een borg daar.
Ja, dat is recht.
Maar ons wil verder gaan en ook voor die Menstruation Foundation ook iets geef volgen.
Great stuff. Wat het julle?
Ons gaan R10,000 gee vir hulle ook en wel gedaan met dit. Dit maak 'n groot verskil en is vir ons lekker om deel te kan wees daarvan.
Ek is bly hulle is weer deel van die Spar Women's Challenge 20. Ek sien vir hulle daar en baie dankie vir daai R10,000
King Prize. Yay!
Dankie, Wynand.
Lekker dag vir julle.
Sien julle dan. Bye-bye. So there's already 20,000 rand extra.
Incredible.
On top of the 50,000 from the from Spa.
Oh, Spa.
Yeah. So where are we now? So it's
70,000, yeah.
Shall we add 50,000 from Good Morning Angels?
That sounds fantastic.
Come
on
now. Let's do that.
All right.
So now we're at 120.
We're at 120. Yes.
Yay. I set a target of 500.
You did.
Which will amount to, well, 10 machines.
Sure.
10 machines, so 10 schools gets this amazing solution with supporting, well, those machines for 50 grand will support 200 girls for a year.
Wow.
How about that? 0848500942 or more importantly, the donate button on jacarandafm.com. So, min as 120 rand, kan 'n groot verskil maak vir 'n jaar. 50,000 rand. And borg your machine. And you know what? You can even put your company's logo on the machine.
Hey.
Genius.
You can even brand it.
Love it.
How's that for top of mind awareness for being part of a solution? Go, 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 South Africa. We are so happy to say that so far, I just set a target of 500,000, which means we could donate 10 of those amazing vending machines with sanitary towels at more schools. They come with tokens and the girls can go there quite discreetly whenever they want and not miss a day of school.
Incredible.
So far, oh, by the way, another big donation came in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, from Masslift Africa, leading provider of Mitsubishi and other forklifts in Southern Africa, also no stranger to GMA.
Yes.
$50,000.
Yay! Woo-hoo.
So where are we now?
170.
Woohoo!
And that's
good job.
Thank you.
Brenda Buerta on the line. Hello, Brenda. How are you?
Hi, fine, and you?
Very well, thank you. Who are you representing?
I am representing Shakuma Logistics and also Bill Smith Plant Hire from Palabora.
Oh, sounds good. Great initiative, eh? What do you think of it?
It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
And you would like to donate?
Between the two companies, they would both like to pay 25 to make up the 50,000.
Well, look at you sponsoring a whole vending machine. Well done.
Yay!
Kuma Logistics. Bring that to you and everybody there at the company. Send our love and our gratitude. Thank you very much.
I will do so, and thank you for the initiative.
Great. Have a good day. Cheers. Yes. Bye.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. 220, is it?
That's correct.
220,000 rand. Ooh, moving towards the halfway mark of a target of 500,000. Ah, you never know who's listening. You never know. We spoke about Sivan Gesi earlier. This is a message from him.
Hey everyone, we are so excited to announce a significant initiative to promote sanitary health among schoolgirls in Gauteng and South Africa. This effort is a partnership between the Spa Women's Challenge Swane, Jacaranda FM, Good Morning Angels, and us, the Menstruation Foundation. Together, we are dedicated to empowering young girls and helping them stay in school and providing them with the tools necessary to achieve financial independence and safety from economic abuse and gender-based violence. Now, how can you get involved? Please check the website I'm about to give you, and there will be a Donate Here button will be available at the Jacaranda FM website, which is www.jacarandafm.com. Please, 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 please get involved. Remember, you cannot teach a hungry child, but you cannot teach a child who has blood running down their leg. Please, 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 I fight continuously for free sanitary pads for all.
Thank you, Sivan Gesi. Thank you, Morris, for the great idea. What a great initiative. Go and push that donate button if you can on our website. Also, our WhatsApp line is always open for you, as you know, on the show on 0848500942. Guess what?
What?
It's insane. What? Sometimes the caliber, the kindness, the compassionate person who listens to the show and the station.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Rogan Davies, it looks like. Rogan is a dad of three boys.
Yes, Rogan.
And he's also giving, what's this, $1,000?
Wow, Rogan.
Thank you, Rogan. Woo!
Yes, guys, so, so proud of you. Keep it coming. Push that donate button on jackaroundfm.com.
You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.